Bam!
It makes sense why they do it now. All right, and yeah. Hello, and welcome back to Let's Be Frank, part two of the three-part summer vacay bundle extravaganza palooza thing that we're doing. Thank you. Obviously, if you're continuing from the first video, this is the second part of it. If you're in between, whatever, you're not going to miss much because we're not going to talk about what happened in the first one. You got to just go watch it yourself. So, yeah. So, this part of our lovely bundle segment is hashtag vacation mode. Talk about our dream vacation, how you can relax on vacation, where you've been in the summertime, where you dream of going. Grant has a lot of dreams.
I almost said something really crazy, but I'm just not going to say that.
It's probably best for everyone involved if you don't.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep it to myself.
Great. So, kick us off, Crown. What's a dream vacation you like?
My dream vacation.
Besides three bukkake.
You said three? I don't know what kind of whore you think I am. It's not that level. It's not the level
Quran's of Quran's talent is that he can, never mind.
Starting a war? But no, my dream vacation is definitely an island somewhere. I would love to be tropical island breeze, have some tropical island men, preferably my hotel room.
As opposed to
men from New Jersey.
Well, in your hotel room, yeah, but like, where else can I pork them on the island?
Oh, I can, on the beach? I can go on the beach, yeah. Find me a little porta potty.
Ew.
Somewhere in the trees.
Anyway, go on about poor Bora.
I don't know. I just see all those pictures online that like just look really fucking pretty, and I just see myself there at least once before I die.
It's coming sooner than you think. No. That's nice. You'd be some tropical island type person. In a good way.
No, I didn't take
it. You would thrive.
Thanks. That's the nicest thing Nick has said to me in our 4 years of friendship.
Four?
Three? Somewhere around there.
It's like three.
Ooh, I can't count. You can't spell. Neither can I.
Since you asked me, my dream vacation is. I would just love to do, like, backpacking through, like, Europe. That'd be, like, my, like, dream vacation.
I feel like you've done that before.
No, I haven't.
No, I'm so sorry. I got you confused with my other friend. He's backpacked through Europe.
Oh. Send him my way, because I need to know how he did it.
I will. He's a fucking traveling genius. But I'll tell him you want to talk to him.
Cool. Yeah. No, that'd be my dream vacation. Like, a month and a half. Like, just, like, backpacking, like, not being here.
Fair enough.
Not worry about anything. I'd be rich for that, though. Or, like, own my own house at that point. I definitely can't, like, do, like...
Pay rent.
Yeah, fucking, mortgage. Yeah. Yeah, no. But, yeah, that'd be my ideal vacation. I just love traveling.
You definitely thrive in all every goddamn place you've been. You just look, I just like, love, at your happiest.
I mean, shout out to the people I've traveled with, because my dear friend, she's the one who plans, like, pretty much almost everything. And I just tell her, how much money do I need to send you? And that's pretty much it. Yeah, her name is Sarah. Great job. Oh, yeah.
I was asking a question.
Sarah, Annie watching, babe. This is for you. Yeah, but she does everything, and I'm just like, how much do I owe you? X, Y, Z. She loves planning vacations. I love just going to the vacations, so it's great. But yeah. No, I just love vacationing. And also, it's such a nice way to reset your entire life.
Oh, I agree.
Like, it's like like an in-between, you know, in like series, like TV shows, like that in-between time, like it's like a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's like what I feel like a vacation is for, like, life.
Okay.
It's like your in-between time. You're like, okay, like, cool. Like, this is my winter finale season, you know, start of my next chapter of my life.
Oh, I
don't forget.
Oh, there goes the pink star versus cursed mouth. He thought I ate all of them.
I did curse him out for it.
And there's... It's literally the pink pack. What else are we gonna say? I forgot. Honestly.
What would you like to do on vacation? Like, what's
what would I like to do?
Are you like relaxed or like to go like
exploring? Oh, definitely relax. But I don't like to stay, especially when I'm somewhere far away from home. I'm not staying in a hotel room. I would love to go like snorkeling. I would not like in the deep ocean, no. If there's a sharks anywhere, I don't want no parts of that.
Like, with, like, floaties on?
Yeah, some floaties. I like to see the little shallow fishes around me. I don't need to see no moray eels. Those are fucking terrifying. I don't need to see a stingray. Not shout out. R.I.P. Steve Irwin.
What shout out to Steve Irwin to?
I mean, I want to be respectful about it. I know. Figure me being nice to somebody. I definitely don't mind hiking. If there's a bar there, you better believe I'm going to spend at least a good 40% of my time at the bar.
That makes sense.
You'd spend 50%.
That's not true.
Probably 60.
Don't keep at it.
I will say, we can keep going up.
Anyway.
What about yourself?
On vacations, I like to... One depends on what vacation the vacation's for.
Vacation.
Whatever. What the vacation's for. So, if the vacation's, like, you know, tropical, like, you know, I'm going to have a pina colada in my hand. I'm going to be by the pool. I'm not going to... Probably. Dolphus and something else. Anyway. Else later.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, my, like, ideal, like, vacation. Like, not ideal, but, like, if I'm going to, like somewhere tropical, like, paradise, like, I would like to, like, you know, relax by the pool, not throw about
taking
anything.
The sun.
If my dream vacation is backpacking through Europe, I like to see the sights. I like to see everything. Let me be a tourist. You know what I mean? Like, I'm, like, fully prepared, like, to, you know,
it's just
my camera.
How tourists have such bad reps. Like, nobody likes a tourist.
No, no one likes a tourist. Which, in good reason, because they're really annoying.
I mean, I've been a tourist, and I feel like I just don't do dumb shit. Like,
some tourists do. But, like, listen, like let me be a tourist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, that's why, like, that's my dream vacation is to do that. Like, I like to go see the sights. So, like, if I'm in Europe, I want to go see the sights. If I am in, like, a tropical island, my phone will do not disturb. Don't call, don't text. I ain't gonna talk to you.
I do have to eventually make my way out to Dubai. Just because it looks...
Before it goes by. It's, like, sinking. Isn't it sinking?
Everything's sinking. But... Dubai is just so pretty. Like, the actual, like, is it agriculture? That's farmland.
Architecture.
That's the word. English is not my thing, y'all. It's not my thing.
What is your thing? Never mind. We don't have enough time for that. Please stand by for, I don't know. Something.
I can't even hear you. Oh my God.
Never mind. Go on.
Just because I feel like Dubai is just really pretty. I definitely want to ride, like, the sand dunes with the fucking, like...
Oh, on the quads.
On the quads? Oh, I'm going to be doing all types of shit in there. Like, I just couldn't wait.
Quads would come back and be like, I hurt my back. You always hurt your back.
I don't always hurt my back. It's only happened twice. Thank you for counting.
This many.
The first time was the first time I thought I knew what I was doing in the gym. And the second time was a car accident. Woo!
Gagged.
You don't gag, hun.
Anyway, so, yeah. No, I... Do planes bother you?
Loaded question. Yes and no. Just because of my imagination, I just think I'm going to be, like... You ever see the movie, I forgot what it was fucking called. I don't know what it's fucking called. Brad Pitt's in it.
Snakes
zombies.
On a plane. That's probably...
Oh!
That's your
no. Why would you do that? Absolutely not. If I ever thought there were snakes on a motherfucking plane...
He would open the...
We're all dying. We are going down.
Pressure's dropped in the cabin.
Oh my God. Fuck no. But, like, they don't really bother me. I do get a little, like, anxious on them.
I thought you meant snakes for a second. I said snakes don't really bother you. I said,
who
are you lying to?
I'm terrified of snakes. Don't let me fucking fool you. Terrified. It could be this big. I will... I don't know what that was, but that's what's going to happen. I definitely take, like, a volume sometimes, like, just because... I don't really like loud noises, so, like, takeoff always bothers me, and, like, when you land, it always bothers me.
That's my favorite part.
Landing?
Mostly because I know I made it.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, landing's terrifying. Cause I'm like, this goes so many different ways.
It's actually terrifying.
Like,
it goes,
yeah, no, I'm good. And you get that little bounce. And why do people clap when the fucking plane lands? That's fucking
people
weird.
Haven't done that on recent flights that I've been
because
on.
They know bitches like me complain about it.
It is crazy. Clapping, it's just weird. Clapping because someone did their job.
Speaking about planes, too. Oh. Wait your motherfucking turn, bitch, when that shit lands. Don't be running to the fucking front. We all got places to go, bitch.
And there's only one exit.
Make it make sense, people.
I don't know what you think. Mary Sue in the back's trying to book it down the aisle. That's why I'm gonna hit her with my bag. I don't care.
Oops.
That's the thing. I will purposely. Me and Karan both have long legs. I'll make sure to stick it out in front of you so you can't get past me. When you ask me to move my leg, I'm gonna say no.
Wait your turn, bitch.
Yeah. There's only one exit. We're all getting off at the same time. If on the offhand chance you have a connecting flight, and let me give them the benefit of the doubt for 1 second.
So, okay, go ahead.
You have a connecting flight. You need to get off the plane. Okay, I understand that. Not for nothing, Mary. That plane door is not going to open up any quicker than it was planned on to already. So if you're that kind of close to your connecting flight, hate to break it to you, you're going to miss it.
When I so it's funny you said that. When I came home from Texas, the pilot did come over to intercom. They said, hey, folks, we know you all got places to go, but there's four. It was like a bunch of people that had a connecting flight. They had to go to the other side of the airport to get there. So the pilot got on the intercom and asked everybody to, like, let all these people that were had connected flights that they were going to be late to, because we just had really bad turbulence coming home for whatever reason. So they let them off, and then I realized it was two big-ass families, and I was like, oh my God, they got to backpack all these fucking kids across the airport. Like,
that's the thing, though, too. Sorry.
No, that was it.
Okay. I get the crying baby on the plane. I get it's annoying. I get it sucks. However, though, sometimes, like, you have to bring the baby on the plane.
And babies,
like,
don't bother me.
The baby's gonna do what the baby's gonna do. And I get it's annoying. There's this one mom, she had, like, God bless her. She had, like, four kids with her. It was just her.
Oh, no.
She was trying to do everything. And people kept giving her dirty looks because, like, her kids were acting up. Did I slip a look? Maybe one time. But then I sort of, like, my friend pointed out next to me that, like oh, she has all these kids by herself. Like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Especially for a plane, too. Like, they can't go anywhere. They can't do anything.
You gotta keep them, ears are popping.
You gotta get them all occupied. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, cut them some slack sometimes with the
children. Were they all near each other?
Yes.
Like, they were in the same row?
They were the same row. Okay, which was good, yeah, but also, like, that's still a lot.
Yeah.
But the thing, planes don't bother me. I love planes.
Yeah.
I wish, like, I could sleep on a plane. I can't sleep on a plane.
That's why I take a volume.
A volume? Is that just...
Mm-hmm.
Send me a link.
I have people.
I'm sure you do.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You just seem the type.
Because I'm black?
No, Karan. It's because I'm black. That's not it. Anyway, going on to our segment for this round. It is Would You Rathers. Me and Karan made three Would You Rathers for the other person. We're going to say them off one by one, and we're going to see which one would the other person pick. If you don't know how Would You Rather works... Like, where'd you grow up? You want to start?
Wait, what'd you just say?
I said, if you don't know how Would You Rather works, like, where'd you grow up?
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Okay. My first one. We're gonna start out strong here.
Okay.
Would you rather go to a Kim Petras concert in the Sahara Desert during the summer, or Nikki in Greenland during the winter?
Nikki and Greenland during the winter. Final answer.
I had a feeling. I was like...
You can't put the queen next to... I love Kim Petras. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge Kim Petras fan. I love her work. Nicki Minaj, though, has my heart forever and always locked up in her chamber underneath her pink Barbie dream house.
Oh, I was scared. I didn't know what was coming. After you said pink, I'm like, please.
No, I am a Nicki stan through and through.
Wait, but you know Greenland gets extremely cold,
right? I'm well aware.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I'll be sweating to pound the alarm. Like, my toes are blue.
Please, not the remix.
All right, my question for you is, would you rather be on an island full of spiders, or would you rather be dropped off in a random spot in the middle of the ocean with an inflatable?
The spiders.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not... the ocean, no. Spiders all day.
Okay, that's fine. Go on.
Oh, you just do the next one.
Okay. Would you rather have sunburn on your feet, or would you have sunburn under your armpits? Very difficult question.
I've only had sunburn twice, and they both sucked, and it was on my foot. I'm going to have to go armpits. It's such a sensitive area.
How you going to put your arms down?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I can't imagine fucking, like, here goes your fucking steak nachos, and I'm, like, chasing
steak,
over here.
Steak,
like,
nachos. Ooh. Chafing in the steak nachos. Extra.
That's disgusting. Flavor. Ew.
Flavor. Okay. Flavor Flav.
Okay. Would you rather vacation on a secluded island or a haunted house for 2 weeks?
There's no one on the island.
It's secluded.
So there's nobody.
There could be, but don't know.
Give me the island.
The island?
Final answer.
Okay.
Haunted house, I would not sleep for... I also probably wouldn't sleep for 2 weeks on the island either. I'll take the island, though. Tropical. All right, go ahead. It's your last one.
Would you rather go to a nude beach with your circle of closest friends or your immediate family?
Close friends. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I was never doing it with my family. No, thank you.
No.
I don't even talk to Andre like that.
Gagged. My last one, if you will. Would you rather be in a plane crash, survive, have one broken leg, you find the other survivor of that plane crash, you work together, make love on the island, and get rescued after 4 years. However, though, once you get rescued, you end up in the hospital because you got a blood infection from your broken leg, which caused you to get both of your legs amputated, so now you have no legs, and your survival boyfriend leaves you for your friend. Or would you rather hold a snake for 10 minutes?
Why are you crying? Because I don't want to hold the snake.
What are the other option?
I don't want to go through all that. That's hell. And the snake is also hell. I'm literally crying. Because I think I might hold the snake. Like, I'm definitely terrified. Like, I can't... How big is a snake?
It's like a... Python?
Oh, no. I'm going through the trauma. I don't want the snake. If that's the case, give me the drama. And the drama. that fear was activated.
That's the end of our segment. Damn, I didn't think it would get you that good.
I was terrified. Oh, my God. I didn't expect that. First of all, the first one was so goddamn long. I'm, like, concentrating. I'm like, hold on.
Yeah, yep. So both your legs are broken. Oh, no, one of your legs is broken. You got a blood infection, so you're amputated and alone at the end of it. Or a snake for 10 minutes. This is how good of a friend I am. I know all of Karan's weakest points. But, anyway. So, like, say, like, okay, so you go on a vacation, though, and you see, like, you know, there's the guy that, like, that holds the snakes. You're just not going to go over there.
He doesn't exist in my mind. Okay. He's really... You know, like, you have selective hearing, I'm going to have selective sight. That motherfucker
I don't have selective hearing. You have selective hearing.
No, I said me. I was talking myself. Oh. What's that bitch on the plane? That motherfucker is not real! It's going to be me. I'm not going to see him or the snake.
Yeah.
Although, one time I went to Baltimore, and somebody had a fucking, like... They had a fucking python. It was a fucking yellow one. He comes up to me and my friends. He's like, you guys want a photo? I said, please back the fuck up.
Like, actually, I'll take my casket.
Like, no. I will kick you in this fucking harbor, bitch. Get the fuck away from me.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
What'd you just say?
H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Snapping, clapping, buzzer.
I can't.
Chapel Row. Hot to go. I'll take my coffin. Hot to go. Thank
you. Okay. I'm up to speed now.
I love Chapel Round. Oh, also, I just like to first of all say a shout out to Gugu Bob, Cam Petras, and Nikki. Shout out to the album of the summer, Brat by Charlie XCX. Hold on. Let me.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Brat. I like to say Charlie XCX did the damn thing on this album. We're talking about summertime. This is the summertime album.
I know, but I was commenting on your scurry.
2024. The album is Brat. Everything is romantic. And Apple, chef's kiss. The whole album is chef's kiss. But Apple and everything's romantic, top tier.
Not my dumbass dick, and you're talking like Apple, the brand. And I was like, huh?
No, sorry.
That's the
point. But yeah, I just gotta, yeah. I'm gonna put it back now. Karan, talk to the people.
Okay. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess I would do anything vacation-wise, just not cold. I don't want to go anywhere cold. I would not call that a vacation.
I would go to Iceland.
I would. No,
Greenland's. Yeah, Greenland's a cold one. Iceland's pretty, but Iceland also is cold.
I mean, it's cold, but it's just really pretty.
It has hot springs. I would love that.
Oh, I would love to get into a natural hot spring.
You do need that for your back. Stop. It wasn't a read. No, I literally, like, you actually generally need it.
Stop commenting on my back. Oh, I know it's fucked up right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Like, so you said hiking. People think, like, going on hikes is, like, very, like, or, like, camping. I don't look as camping as a vacation. If it's glamping, like, if we're in, like, a cabin, like, sure, that's fine. If I'm in a tent, I went camping one time. I'll save for the next segment. We'll talk about camping.
Aren't we talking about, like, things we did during the summer? Or that's the next one?
That's the next one.
Oh, just kidding. Oh, we didn't say that.
You all thought, no, but if it's camping in a tent, I don't look at it as a vacation because you're roughing it. Why the fuck would I want to rough it? How's that a vacation?
I don't mind, like a tent.
Comment down below. Do you think camping's a vacation?
It could be. You could make a camping trip a vacation. You could.
That's the thing. If it's glamping, if you're in a cabin, that's fine. You go grocery shopping and, like, you bring stuff, like, you cook at the cabin. That's a vacation. You know what I mean? You're on a lake. It's beautiful scenery. You know what I mean? Like, you go on, like, a few, like, cute, like, little hikes. If I'm freeform rock climbing and I get to go back, my bed is an inflatable mattress on the earth? No.
Okay, I understand that part. I get it.
And I'm eating beans out of a can?
Oh, that's not camping. That's, like, surviving the end of the world. That's not
camping.
Yeah. Nobody does that on camping trips.
I'm not doing that.
Like, I literally have a French press when I go camping.
Of course you do.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Anyway,
where have you been? Vacation wise, where have you been? That's, like, been, like, your favorite spot.
I want to say. Are we talking about, like, places outside of the state, places, or the country?
It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Like, what's my favorite? I guess my favorite is the Bahamas. The Bahamas is really pretty.
Okay.
It does this really cool thing. Like, I want to say, like, anywhere from 12 to 3 p.m. The ocean, like, recedes. And you can, like, walk.
Low tide?
It's not, like, low tide. Like, you have to swim out a little bit.
It's, like, extra low tide?
No. You have to, like, swim across a little bit. But there's, like, a big, like, sand dune in the middle. And you can, like, stand on it. And it's, like, a mile out from the ocean. It's really cool. No. You can see, like, all the fucking fish in the world. You can see the coral reefs. Like, it's really fucking cool to, like, see everything without being in the water. Like, especially when that's deep. Because it literally goes from, like, 0 to 40 real quick. And I'm good.
Love that.
What about you?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, wait. I'm so dumb. You said, where else have I been?
Well, no. What was your favorite vacation spot?
Maybe. It was definitely Jamaica. Okay. Yeah, so go ahead.
Jamaica or the Bahamas?
Jamaica. Did I say the Bahamas? Oops.
I've been to the Bahamas.
Yeah, it was Jamaica.
Oh. Okay. Anyway. Run it back, Turbo.
No, it's fine.
My favorite place I've been to, I sound like every basic white whore that's ever lived in New Jersey, but it's Italy. I was in Italy for 2 weeks. It's been almost 10... It's been 8 years since I've been there. I think about Italy all the time. And I want to go back. I would go back to Italy in a heartbeat. Like, obviously, I want to see the rest of the world, but Italy's just something that I genuinely just enjoyed the culture, everything about it. Like, it's just, I am Italian. I mean, sure, like, that's cool on its own, too. But, like, even if I wasn't Italian, like, it's just, like, it's just, everything about it was just so beautiful and breathtaking. And I just, like, am just obsessed with Italy.
Fair enough.
Italy gets the hype. France, however, though, Paris, I don't get it. It's like.
Isn't it dirty?
Gross. Rats everywhere.
Oh, no.
It's like the New York City of Europe. That's how I described it. London was cool. I liked London. Amsterdam was great. Love Amsterdam.
Rats are so big and scary.
Belgium was cool. I've been to a lot of places in Europe. I love Europe.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, honestly. I wish I had a little more traveling under my belt. Soon enough, I will.
We will. Don't worry. It's going to happen. But yeah, no. I think that pretty much wraps up this segment. How about you? So all your pieces, you good?
I think so.
All right, cool. Fantastic. All right, well then,
what? No, never mind. No, because we were at 28 minutes the last one.
Yeah. This one's almost at 56. So 28.
Oh yeah. Okay, just to make sure.
I'm good. Don't worry, Kron.
What are you gonna do?
Oh. Your thinking cap on. Kron left his thinking cap at home.
It's never one.
No. It fell off one day.
It's never been. It's a little crooked.
A little. But yeah. But I think that... Let me wrap up this episode of this segment. Kron.
That is my mom calling me.
Oh. Sorry, Janet.
It's okay. Well, I'll call her back after this is over.
All right. Well, we're going to cut it here. We'll see you guys for part three. On our summer vacay bundle extravaganza palooza,
we'll see you in the next one.
See you next one. All right, bye guys.